Welcome to the Happy Type 1 podcast, your exploration of a happy life with type 1. In this podcast, we challenge the standard diabetes management through biohacking, exploring with various guests different ways to not just improve diabetes control, but also our overall well-being. I'm your host, Julia Joseph, keto coach and type 1 German travel junkie, nutritionist and scientist with a vision of empowering other type 1 diabetics to live their lives to the fullest, despite the ups and downs of this condition. To do this, I run one-on-one trainings on keto and mental health, free online meetups and support groups, and of course, this podcast. Welcome, type 1s, type nones, and all other types. Today is quite special as it is the last episode of season 2 of the Happy Type 1 podcast. After this week, I will take a 2-week break in which I will interview more people for season 3, write blog articles and work hard to share more amazing episodes with you. I literally cannot believe we already shared 20 episodes together. It is really an honor to work with so many fascinating people and share their stories with you. Thanks to all of you for being part of this journey, meeting those beautiful beings, getting to know them, learning and thriving together as a whole, to smile and laugh when times are tough, living with a chronic illness. I want you to know you're all a gift to this world and I love you very much. So I will leave you these upcoming 2 weeks with a beautiful episode with my yoga teacher, Clitia. As a new mother, she managed to take the time to write and record a meditation for us to discover ourselves, establish peaceful thoughts, and create a general state of well-being. As most of you know, I practice meditation daily as it truly helps me to reduce my stress, calm down and ground myself, which then again helps with mental challenges and my blood glucose levels. I see you again on the 28th of October with fascinating guests from Mexico, the UK, Australia and all around the world really. On topics such as eating disorders, mental health, the ketogenic diet, the power of community, and the strength to keep going after losing a professional football career due to hypoglycemia. I will be with you on Instagram all this time, so please come and say hi at the Happy Type 1. And remember, if you enjoy the show, leave an iTunes review as this really keeps the show running and the love spreading. Now, without any further ado, take this time for yourself, your 15 minutes of calm. Just about to embark into a journey of self-discovery that will bring you calmness, peaceful thoughts, and a general sense of well-being. So when you're ready, find a comfortable place where you feel safe and you can compose yourself. And you can come within without any sort of distractions. So set aside about 15 minutes to dedicate entirely to yourself. And gift yourself with the gift of presence, your presence, which is the most important presence of all. So when you're ready, take a comfortable seated position. It could be on a chair, it could be on the floor, maybe on a cushion, maybe even lying down. And when you're ready, just start to close the eyes down. Take a deep breath in.
Open your mouth and a deep breath out. Two more rounds. Inhale. Exhale through the mouth. One more time. Deep inhale through the nose. Drink the breath up. And exhale, softening the jaw, softening the belly. Exhale. Start to take note of where you're at. How's your body feeling? How's your breath? And how is your mind? Set aside today. Let go of any thoughts that are coming in to tell you what you'll have to do next. Meditation isn't just about sitting down and be quiet. Meditation is something that should be able to be transformed and transported into everything that we do in our everyday life. It's the simple awareness at the back of your mind that is telling you that you're present. You're present in your body, you're grounded, you're present in your breath, and you're listening to your thoughts. Breathe yourself rather than being breathed. And think your thoughts rather than let your thoughts think for you. You can always choose which thoughts you want to actually bring attention to, and which thoughts are actually the one distracting you from your true purpose. The nature of the mind is to get busy, throw all sorts of challenging thoughts and desires and fantasies, and the inner chatter is actually way more destructive and destructive than we actually think. So let's start to think about our body like a wire. I want you to imagine how this wire looks like. Is it a metal wire? Is it a wire made of material rather? What does it feel like? Is it bendy? Is it hard? Is it stiff? Does it make you feel? Does it make you feel stuck? Does it make you feel flowy? Twirly? And Let's just imagine that this wire is running from your feet all the way up to the crown of your head. Resistant, resilient, durable. But it's also not so bendy. It's quite rigid. And so you feel quite tense. In your body, in your breath, and in your mind. Now, I want you to start to go into the details of this wire and start to recognize that the wire has a pattern to it. And it's like a spirally pattern of rigid frets that go all the way from the bottom of your feet, spiraling up to the crown of your head. Now I want you to take a moment to see and feel the thread. To start to unpeel it from this wire, from the construction of the wire itself. I want you to untangle it and keep going from the crown of the head. We're gonna spiral all the way down, detangling this thread from the wire. By detaching this thread, the wire actually starts to dissolve. And so we start to feel like this spiral energy is bringing in the rhythm of the breath. Is coming from the crown of the head all the way down to your feet. And just for a moment, as you reach the bottom of your feet and you've completely dissolved your wire, I want you to be able to be still. No material form. Just this kind of spaciousness in all directions, this awareness that is expanding everywhere around you and is pulsing from your heartbeat. The rhythm of your breath becomes the rhythm of your heart. But your heart is the true essence of who you are. So let's drop all the contents of our brain into the heart. Let it melt there. Let it transform and become something completely and purely light. Now, right from your heart, I want you to start rebuilding yourself as you want. I want you to think again about your thread, but this time the thread is soft and is colorful. Sprouting from this light. So maybe it is purely light. Maybe it is so bright that it is illuminating everything that is touching. This thread of light that now spirals your feet and up to the crown of your head to rebuild yourself from your true essence. Maybe the thread is colorful, a particular color that you love. Maybe it's rainbow. Maybe there is more than one thread. We have all so many qualities in ourselves that the majority of the time we take for granted. So think that each and every single one of these threads is one of your most precious qualities. To identify yourselves with any particular emotion related to these qualities. They are there, they have a name, they have a meaning, but don't be attached to them. Only part of you. Rather, remember that the true essence that lies in your heart, where these threads are coming from, that is the light that will always, always carry on. These threads might change, they might change color, they might change in texture, they might change in priority. That is why it's so important not to get attached to them. Your true value lies in the light of your essence. You're not your mind. You're not your body. And you're ultimately not your breath. Because when all these things will cease to exist, only thing that will be left will be this light. This little particle of the universe that we all carry inside of us, and that makes us special and unique in our own way. Now, once you're ready and you feel that all these threads have made up person you truly are, then come back to the breath and come back to the mind. Take a deep breath in and breathe into this body, this gift that we have. You to exhale into the deepest depth of yourself. Once you're ready, just fully come back into the body. Allow gently the eyes to open back up. Softly gaze around and take a look at yourself with these new eyes. See all these threads of light and color that make up the structure of who you are. Thank you for journeying with me, and I hope you have a most amazing rest of today. If it's evening time that you're listening, then have a fantastic, beautiful, and most peaceful night.
That's all for today's episode. If you did not manage to take notes, pass by my blogcast at thehappytype1.com. There you can get a summary of the key takeaways and many illustrations of today's show. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoy the show, please, please do leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This means a lot to me and it's a massive support to keep the podcast running and the love spreading. Likewise, if you have questions you want to have answered in an episode or want to be featured, simply drop me a message. In this sense, thanks for listening. I'm excited to hear your comments on today's show and how you get on living your best Type 1 lives possible. Stay tuned for the next episode coming out next Wednesday. I wish you a beautiful day full of colors and laughter. You are a gift to this world. Now go out and shine.